This audio recording is produced by Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous, also known as FA. FA is a program based on the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. It is free and open to anyone who wants to stop eating addictively. The following is one FA member's story of recovery. The opinions expressed here are those of the individual member and do not represent FA as a whole. If you are new or uncertain about FA, we encourage you to listen to several stories to gain an understanding of what the program offers. For information on the FA program, please visit our website, foodaddicts.org.
Hello, welcome to the virtual qualification recording of Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous, FA, recorded on Saturday. I am a food addict from Smyrna, Georgia, and I will share my story of recovery from food addiction. After a moment of silence, I will open with the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Okay. Hello, I'm from Smyrna, Georgia, and yesterday I actually spoke with a fella about qualification today, and I was letting her know how nervous I was today. And she actually told me how selfish of me to think that this is all about me. So with that being said, I was like, all righty, I'm ready now. So I just want to start out by saying I am really, really grateful to this program. I came into this program 2007, weighing close to 400 pounds, and I really did not have a clue about food addiction. I didn't even know that I was a food addict. My twin sister was working the program before I was working the program. I was going back and forth to North Carolina, and my mother was very ill. Since then, she's passed away, but I was going back and forth to North Carolina, and my twin sister was working this program, and she never said anything to me about this program, and I am so grateful because I probably would be out proving to her today that I don't need this program. And so, you know, backing up a little bit, you know, I'm from North Carolina. I grew up in North Carolina, and I grew up with a lot of fear, and shame. I had two older brothers that were in and out of jail. One have passed since then, and I just grew up, again, like I said, with a lot of shame. And so food started to be a comfort early in life. I mean, I didn't really know until coming into program that I had a problem with food, but food started to comfort me from early years. I remember sneaking food, doing everything around food. And so by the time I, you know, actually got to high school, I took a job in a fast food restaurant, and that's when my food addiction really took off. I mean, I started eating enormous amount of foods. I started, you know, hiding food in bathrooms, the different stalls, and so, and just really stealing food and not paying for it. So I started college, and again, like I said, you know, the food was just progressive. I got my undergraduate in chemistry, and then I came to Georgia, and that's when I got a doctorate degree in pharmacy. And then I actually left Georgia and moved to Pennsylvania because I just didn't feel good enough to stay here. I wanted to go to a remote area. And so I ended up meeting someone in Erie, Pennsylvania. And again, like I said, the food just really took off. I mean, I spent a lot of time with this person just eating enormous amounts of food. And that's when I really started to realize that the food was really out of control. I attended another 12-step program. And I really didn't understand that I had a problem with food. And so at the time, you know, I came into program, I was studying to get a degree in anesthesia. And again, like I said, I really didn't need another degree. I mean, I just needed some relief. And I used going to school as a form of control. You know, I thought that if I keep getting degree after degree, it would make me feel better. And so when I was actually, like I said, my twin sister never said anything to me about this program. When I called my twin sister and told her I was ready to come in, she actually called everybody in Georgia. And at the time, I really didn't realize how miserable I was in the food. By the time I got to FA in 2007, I was spending so much time in the bed eating, I mean, with tears rolling down my face, because I could not stop eating. And I did not know what to do with myself. I mean, I was studying to get another degree. And at 400 pounds, I don't even know how I was going to run behind the gurneys, because I had chronic asthma. I was on about 12 different inhalers. I mean, I was on Amaryl and Glucophage. Those are two diabetes medicines. And my health, I had had two sinus surgeries. And, you know, again, like I said, my health was just failing, because at 400 pounds, I mean, I could not breathe. I was miserable. So when my twin sister introduced me to the program, I got a sponsor. And again, I was at the point where I was trying to get another degree, and my sponsor just shared with me, you know, she said, why don't you just give yourself a couple months in this program and focus on this program. And then if you want to go back to school, maybe look at it down the line. And I was so glad for that suggestion, because like I said, coming in to this program, I didn't really have a clue about food addiction. I grew up around a lot of fear. And like I said earlier, I just looked for relief in this program. So I came in this program in that first year, I lost 180 pounds. And I really stayed out there in the food, because 180 pounds was relief for me. Again, I came in here 400 pounds, close to 400 pounds. So I still was right at 200 pounds. So I still needed to lose more weight. But see, I've never in my life have ever lost that much weight in my life. So I stayed out there in my addiction for 7-8 years. I was not one that came in here and got it, because see, I didn't know how people walk through life, how people walk through the emotional stuff. And that's what kept me in the food so long. I didn't know how to walk through the emotional stuff. I didn't know how to walk through death, dying, relationships. So when I came in here, that's when I started to understand that I am a food addict. And see, I got relief from the physical agony early because I came in here in 180 pounds drop. But that's when I started those 7 and 8 years. Thank God that I did not leave the room. But that's when I really start to really understand food addiction and how driven I was in life and driven by the food. I was motivated by the food for years and years and didn't have any idea. And I purely, by the time I got to FA, I was so isolated. I spent a whole lot of time home suffering from depression and other ailments, but I could not get out of the food. The first day I walked in the program, I looked around at everybody, passing judgment on everybody. I was like, nothing's wrong with me. I got a good job. I was the biggest thing in the room. I mean, by the time I got to FA, I basically wore black every day. I mean, I had holes in my clothes. I didn't care what I looked like, what I smelled like. I mean, the food had really taken me to a low point in my life. Like, I didn't even have any idea that I was depressed. But the food had honestly taken me to a point that I didn't even really recognize. And one of the things that I am so grateful for today, I am so grateful for this program because I've been given a gift in this program. The life that I have today, I cannot even imagine the life that I have today. For me, I came in, it was suggested to go to a few meetings to see, and back then we were doing face-to-face meetings to go to a few meetings to see if I wanted to do this program. And I started hearing things that I wouldn't dare talk about because I grew up with a lot of shame around, again, a shame around the food, shame around my family. And so when I came in program, I mean, for a long time, I wouldn't even tell people that I was a pharmacist because I always felt like that they're going to judge me. But today I realized that nobody was judging me, that was my stuff and that I was always really hard on myself. And so coming into these rooms of FA, that's when I started to really, really understand how fearful I was. And like I said, a period of that 6 to 8 years, I came in program, but it was hard for me to get abstinent. It was hard for me to get out of the food because I shared early, I just had relief. But the physical, the spiritual, and the mental process, I didn't really understand. And I'm really grateful I did not leave the rooms. But I had one of my sponsors said, what really scares you about getting in your weight? And when I thought about it, I mean, tears rolled down my face because what was scaring me is I just didn't want to get out of the food. I just did not want to get out of the food. I wanted the weight loss, but I didn't want to get out of the food. And so when I got honest with her and started to really talk about what was going on with me, that's when things really started to change in this program because I spent 7, 8 years just working it like a diet program. And when I started to get honest with her and get abstinence and get into AWOLs, which are a way of life for the newcomers, that's when I started to really understand and put my story together. See, I didn't even realize that my father was an alcoholic And my mother also have issues because I grew up with a lot of abandonment. I grew up where, you know, basically my two older brothers were 10 years older than me. And so my sister and I pretty much played together because we were, you know, she was 3 minutes older than I was. And so we spent a lot of time alone and raising ourselves. And so I didn't have anyone to model what life should be about until I came into FA. I started to understand. I worked very hard in school because just like the food, I found from an early age, if I really work hard, that I wouldn't get hit or beaten, you know, that I would get praised. So I just used going to school just like the food. I used it as relief. And so coming into FA, I'm learning that a lot of things I did not have control over, and that I'm learning to take care of myself today. And it doesn't mean for me, even coming into FA, I've walked through many emotional things that I would not have gotten out. I would not have walked through out there in the food. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with generalized epilepsy. And I actually fell after coming from a fellowship convention. And today, you know, I haven't had, it's been about 4 years, have not had a seizure. And I'm grateful, you know, a part of program. I'm grateful. I'm not on any medication. And again, like I said, I'm really grateful for being into program because my mom had seizures, but being diagnosed in this late stage, I really didn't think that I had any problems. And a lot of that, you know, I feel like that I also have worked myself to death because I stopped eating addictively and went straight into working myself to death. Another way that I used to not be able to deal with things, to anesthetize some of the emotions. And so today being into program, you know, my life has a balance today. And I didn't have that balance back then. I went from one addictive behavior to another because I just could not handle life on life terms. But, you know, again, just being in the program, I'm really learning how to cope with life. Coming into program financially, I was just financially devastated. Coming in the program, I would get out of debt only to get back into debt. And so today, you know, it almost brings tears to my eyes because I never thought I came in with about $60,000-$70,000 of debt. Again, I told you I went to a private school and spent a lot of money. So I had a lot of student loans coming into this program. And today I have no student loans, debt-free, and it's only program. See, I thought that once I came in here and cleaned up my food, that my life would unfold. But I have gotten so much more coming into program. Today, you know, I ride horses, I ride bikes. I couldn't ever imagine myself being close to 400 pounds, sitting on any animal or riding a bicycle. And today I'm really doing things that I enjoy. Also, you know, just being able to, I look at my work relationship. I mean, I always had pending doom around my work. I always feel like I was going to get fired because I just was not a good pharmacist. Today, I have integrity about myself. I get up, I show up to work, and I never would show up to anything in life. I never showed up to anything on time. I always felt like if I got there, you ought to be happy that I showed up. Today, I don't behave like that today. I mean, you know, my coworkers respect me today. I always had pending dues of making mistakes, and I didn't really understand. It was all about the food for me. It was getting the food. I didn't care about my work. Again, like I said, I didn't care about my relationships with people. Today, I have relationships. I have meaningful relationships. And it's just about being in this program. And I am so grateful to God. I'm also grateful to my twin sister because I'm allowed to break her anonymity, but she's in and out of program. And I stay, not just for her, because I've been given a life second to none. I remember going to her one day and I said, what can I do to help? And she told me, nothing. You just stay abstinent. And I started crying because that's the one thing that I could not do. I could not stay abstinent myself in the beginning. And so now today in program, I focus on my recovery today, and I just keep going to God every day because I get to live a life beyond my wildest dreams. About almost 3 months ago, I had a medical emergency. My lungs collapsed, and they feel like that from the pathology report, you know, I aspirated on some food. And I mean, really, you know, in this program, I was glad to be in program because I really had to start looking at self-care, taking care of myself. I remember the moment I got out of the hospital, I cried because I was like, okay, what do I do with myself? And I mean, this program, fellas in this program, really, really rattled around me. I really did not have to do anything. You know, the food was made and, you know, the phone calls. And again, I keep going back to how grateful, because I couldn't even imagine my wildest dream of people showing up for me. And I even had to ask God to help me to stay here and help me receive that love, because I was always on the giving end, where I always wanted to give things because I didn't know how to receive. And today what the program is teaching me is teaching me how to take in things today. It's teaching me how to take in love, how to be beautiful, how to be quiet, even teaching me about anonymity, to keep people anonymity. So I keep referring to gratitude because what I've been given today, I just cannot give it back. On my worst day, I am grateful to be in program because I get to show up. I never showed up for anything. I started out, it was always a good start, but I never finished anything because I was always out to prove that I was okay. And today, I don't have to prove that I'm okay. All I have to do is show up today. And I have a hard time with just showing up today. And I just want to reference to, I got a couple minutes here. I just want to reference to what my girlfriend said when I told her I was so nervous about qualifying today. And she told me that, you know, I was really selfish. And I'm really grateful that, you know, I can get out of myself and be there for someone else, because I didn't know how to do that. And this is what this program is teaching me today. And when I say, you know, to have 250 some pounds off my body, it's not just the weight that's off my body, it's the weight that was in my mind, that, and to have a relationship with a God of my understanding. I am so grateful to FA, and thanks for letting me share. I will now close with a moment of silence and the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Thank you for listening to this audio recording. To hear additional recordings or to learn more about Food Addicts in Recovery Anonymous, you can visit our website, foodaddicts.org.